So perhaps you're one of these crazy people who's decided to trust in Jesus, the Son of God, who died to pay for your sins and rose again to give you a new life for all eternity. Great. But what comes next? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The moment I became a Christian at age 36, I wanted to race out and change the world. And whilst that's a great impulse to have, as Ignatius of Loyola puts it, he who goes about to reform the world must begin with himself or he loses his labour. So that whole what's next thing begins with our own relationship with Jesus, in our thoughts, words and deeds, in our obedience. Here's how Jesus put it before he ascended into heaven, giving his disciples their final marching orders, if you will. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. So go and make followers of all people in the world. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything that I have told you to do. You can be sure that I will be with you always. I will continue with you until the end of this time. Yes, Jesus calls us to be his followers, his disciples, and to get out there with whatever gifts, abilities, time, resources he's granted us to change the world by making more disciples. But a disciple is someone who obeys Jesus. So being a disciple of Jesus Christ is both of those things together at the same time. First and foremost, growing in our own obedience to him, and then out of that obedience, getting out there and sharing his love with the rest of the world. That's what comes next. And that's God's word fresh for you today. Living out your life as a disciple of Jesus, well, it ain't easy sometimes. That's why being a man or a woman of God's word is so important. So I would love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free, so just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.